So on the mitzvah pruvu, Mincha Srinuch on mitzvah aleph goes to explain what's the mitzvah pruvu. So from the Gemara that we have in the Gemara that hayu lobonim umeisu, the halacha is lekiyem mitzvah, right? So says the Mincha Srinuch, we see be'olil that the mitzvah is not to do the ma'aseh mitzvah, to have the bia, to have the children. Because otherwise, why, if you have children and they die, they're not making the mitzvah. So as you see clearly, the mitzvah is not conceiving the children, but having the children. The mitzvah chiyuvis korega verega, and every moment that they have a child, they make the mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch, according to that, you could answer the Torah. And the Torah, and as a kasha, the Gemara has a shayla, hayu lo bonim bigi yusuf in his gayer. First, he had children while he was a goy. And then he was this gayer, is he making the mitzvah or not? So to the Evan asks, Mechateisi, you should be yoitzed the mitzvah. We know that when a person eats the matzah, when it's a shoyted more in Rosh Hashanah, that says the kfoy veochal matzah. And the word says if you're shoyted, you're not mekayim the mitzvah because you're potter from the mitzvah, right? So even if you got better afterwards, you're not yoitzed the mitzvah. Frek de Minchas Chinuch, Frek de Rev, and also Kimina, you had children as a goy. A goy, according to our Gersa and Sanhedrin, is not mechuyev in prurvu. So if you're not mechuyev in prurvu, how can you make kind of the mitzvah that you had to a goy? So they said that you should be chayev. So I tell that no. If the mitzvah be conceiving the children, we conceive the children, they're goyim. So you're right, it should not be. But the mitzvah is not to conceive the children, the mitzvah is to have children. So when you have children, is it Jewish? So the question of the Gemara is, can you use children which are goyim because of Gershon is Gaia? But there's no tzustel to the kasha or the Torah Evan. Because the Torah Evan is telling you that when the Gemara is telling you that if you did a ma'aseh mitzvah or your potter can be used to a chiyuv, here the ma'aseh mitzvah is having the children. And then the children are yours and you are yid. Now he asks, then according to that, Toisus in Chagiga, Toisus Mabas Nafigimel Shver, and Toisus in Chagiga. Toisus asks about the idea of a chatzi heaven and chatzi ben choirin. That he can't marry anybody, so he's stuck, he can't make a prurvu. So Tois asks that the esse of prurvu should be doiche de lois ase of loye kodesh. Right? And Tois says, because na beitna, because the esse you make kind by the gmar bia, and the lav yoiver by the beginning of the bia. So there's a timing difference. But in 1 second, the gmar bia is also echshar mitzvah, because here the mitzvah is having children. So what's the Avimina and what's the Avimina between the Tchilas Bia and the Soif Bia? Both of them is not the Kiyum Mitzvah. Both of them is only Hechshel Mitzvah. So what's Toysus asking? That you should go ahead and you could be? And says Toysus, says Mechaskirinu, maybe that's not even shy to say Esa Doicha Loisa Se. Because the Esa is the Mainse Mitzvah and the Loisa Se is the love. So it's not shy to have the Mainse Mitzvah is having children here. The Loisa Se is the Bia. So you could not be doing it. So says Minchas Chinuch, he blibes shver. Now the Moshe, in the Tshuves, in Chelek Beis, in Evan Ezer, he goes on to say the following. Says the Moshe, in Evan Ezer, Chelek Beis, Siman Yudches, he says, now this, no. The idea is that what is the mitzvah? Says the Moshe, doesn't make sense that the mitzvah here is to have children. Because if somebody has children, can't have children. You have a kushbuk as mechayev, somebody mitzvah that's not totally beyodoy. So the Moshe zicher that what's mechayev, what the mindset mitzvah is the bia. Having, conceiving children is the mindset mitzvah. Only the pshat is that the two children is your ptur. In other words, you're chayev all the time to conceive and bring children to the world. Once you have two children, your potter is the sheer ptur. But that's not it. So Yimela Zakter is very geschmack. The idea of kfoi v'ochal matzah, you're right, you're not making the mitzvah because you did royal goy, but you have children. Once you have children, you're potter. The esed doichal says it for sure, because the ma'aseh mitzvah is the bia, the ma'aseh mitzvah is conceiving children. So that's what it says, it should be doiche, and the only reason is because the esed you only mekayim afterwards. How you lo bori mumeisu, if the children has shalom died, he's still, what happens is, he becomes chayev again on the mitzvah because now there's nothing to pattern him on doing the mitzvah. So zokter, that's the word on the mitzvah. Now, if you look at the Loshon HaRambam in Perek Tezvov, Milchus Ishus, Alocha Dalet, the Loshon HaRambam is not like that. The Rashabar beis kama bonim yi leish vetiskayim mitzvah zu beyodai. He's not saying how many children should have, they should be potter. He says the loshon is vetiskayim mitzvah zu beyodai. He's mashma that the kiyum mitzvah is having the children, which is like the minchas chinuch. So then the kashas come back again. What's asad echalois asay? And so it means it is kaim mitzvah beyod. It's also a strange loshon. What means it is kaim mitzvah zu beyod? The mitzvah should be miskayemes beyod. What does miskayemes beyod mean? Okay, that's the first question of the mitzvah of Rurum. Now, the issue is that besides the mitzvah of Rurvu, the Gemara always mentions a mitzvah called Sheves on the Pasuk that says in the Nevi'im, Lo la tohu bro la Sheves Yitzora. Now, the mitzvah of Sheves is mashed from Tosfos. That's because the Gemara says on the Gemara in Chagiga, right? On Mishnah Rishoina, the Gemara says, by Chatzi Even Chatzi Ben Choirim, let him be mevatel the mitzvah. He says, Levili Botel. Valolo nivro ilam lipri viribia shenemar loitohu bro la sheves yitzora. Right? In the Pasuk in Shayahu. Lo la tohu bro la sheves yitzora. So Tois asks, why does he bring the Pasuk of Tobro? Why doesn't he bring the Pasuk of Rurvu? So Tois says, Hai esse alimtfei mi prurvu. Tois says that this esse is actually stronger than prurvu. Ke de omar be megila be perek basra. Moicher odom sefer toira lisaisha. There was a heter to be moicher sefer toira to be lisaisha. Velil motoira. Umayse lo. Lo tohu bro. This of lo tohu bro. So this is, Tois says this is an esse which is olim. Keranur asks already, how can the esse be olim? Doesn't make any sense. This is an esse with different nevim. How can an esse with different nevim be stronger than esse of Torah? But Tois, if you look and you pay attention in Tois and Chagiga, and the truth is, the Maharam says that the Gizah in Rojakot. Also, he goes like this. Tois asks, as we saw before, that the esse of Rurvu should be doiched alav. But the problem is the esse, if it's through a goy, the problem is you're not mekayim the mitzvah, if it's with an eved. Because the shivcha, the vlad is oil chachareya, meaning he doesn't, the children don't belong to the father. So how can be have a mina that be esse doiched loisase? Because if it's with an eved, the kids are not ours. But if you pay attention, Loshna Toysvis says, v'in toimar, Leise esse de la sheves yitzora, belavdit chuloi kodesh. The key to the Tois is asking, did this esse of, what you call, this esse of la sheves yitzora, this is the esse that should be doiched de lav. Right? Not the esse of, that's a purvu, because that's a purvu, it can be mekayim. And Tois says, I have a minute, you see, the Tois is mashma, this makloik is if ever bichlal is chayvim purvu. But you're not mekayim the mitzvah, so it can be. So Tosfos in the Loshon, even though in Babasa Tosfos asks Velise the esse of Prurvu to be doiche, the Maram already says doesn't mean Prurvu, it means the esse of Lasheves. So on that, if the esse of Lasheves Yitzora, the Pritzko, Vitzko Blazer, and Sima Memalev asks the Kasha, Tosfos in Chagig already says the Lasheves Yitzora is a funny mitzvah. Because Lasheves Yetzora, Tois says, it has the same Gdorim as Prurvu. If you are not Mekayim Prurvu, you're not Mekayim Lasheves. So Lasheves is totally on Prurvu. Right? The two mitzvahs are Mekuyim the same way. So then why did the possibly be different Nevi'im? Now, a cow can be bigger than the different Torah. That doesn't make sense. But that's the idea. So Tois says, Oy Bazoi, if I put an Eved, right? If he marries Israelis, even if he could, the Vlad is not his. So how can you tell me? How can you go ahead and tell me that, what you call, that there is a post, there's a problem of Lasheves Yitzora if you can't marry because it's by Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choirim? An Eved also want to have Lasheves because you're not Yotze Prurvu. If you're not Yotze Prurvu, you're not Yotze Lasheves. So Tois says, because you're right, by an Eved at least there is Sheves Koldehu. It's not Sheves Mamesh, but there's a Sheves Koldehu. At least you're populating the world. Says there, it means to say, even though it's not Lasheves Yitzora, not really popular in the world because you don't have a Yachas, but at least it's not La Tohu Bro. But Frechter, so now you're going to tell me that Esse Koldehu, even though you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sheves, because the Sheves are Murvu, that's Doich Lois Aseh? So that doesn't make any sense. The Loshon Rebitzel asks, "V'tzorach yom godol, v'nded of tshuva." If you want to cause diim is a shivcha. If somebody marries a shivcha, if I ever marries a shivcha, afilu sheves lokim mishum de sheves tol bebruvu, v'ra'ak sheves kol dehuim kaim. So how can you go ahead and have it and be doich the love? Eich esha the sheves kol dehuim laf legomor dehuim kodesh. So he tells me, nothing says only the Sheves is a greater mitzvah. Sheves kol dehu is doiche de lav. How can Sheves kol dehu be doiche de lav? That's Rabbi Tzela's question. And the number three is a shayla if an eved, Toisus has shayla, Toisus the base, mod base in Chagiga, is of the view that an eved is chayvum prurvu. Because he has the chiyuv of a goy from before and the chiyuv continues. And they are in the Avni Miluim in Siman Aleph. Sev Cotton Base asks, Lo yadati lekavonosai. Dim Eved chay prurvu, like he protests with Shalmi, he have to say that Eved is mekayim prurvu. And the Gemara Nivome says, Hakol moedim be'eved shenishtachra de'en lem chayis. So, one second. So, you tell me that he's chayv on a mitzvah that he can't be mekayim. How can he be mechayv on Eved in a mitzvah that he can't be mekayim? Okay? He says, that's ve'ashta benochr shenizgayr, and that's his kasha. His kasha is, if he's chayv in the mitzvah, must be that he's mekayim in the mitzvah. And if he cannot be mekayim in the mitzvah, how can he be chayv? So just to review, what's the pshat in the mitzvah that the latest sabonim is the niskayim beyodoy? How can he be doy chalav? What's the gather of the mitzvah? Second is, what's the gather of mitzvah of sheves? Meaning, why did the pasuk? If he sheves, you mekayim only when you do prurvu. How can he be greater than prurvu? And most important, how can a sheves called the be doiched the love? And then the avdim eluim, how can a eved be chayv mitzvahs purvu if the eved can be chayv? So to answer all of this, we answer with the shlo in shtei luchos habris in the Torah or in this mitzvah. He says, first of all, what's the idea? The Gemara says in Yevomis, that's something the best time lezer imer, he said in a second, he says, Yaakov oimer, the person not oisib purvu, ki ilu mimait et admus. Shenemar ki betzel belukim oses odam, uksibatre loyd after the tzez atem prurvu. Right? So the first one is mimait et admus. Why is prurvu mimait et admus? Explains the shloh, HaKodesh, meaning what's the idea that odam is chay prurvu? What's the tzuras ha-mitzvah? So because we know that the odam atachten is betzel belukim of the odam ha-elyon. Adam in this world is the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh. That's the mus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale himself with the same Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is kayadua the sphere of Chochma and Bina, which is Abba and Ima. And then the Vav and the Hei, which is keneged the Ben and the Bas. So the tzuras gilui ha'odam, Lemaila, Kodesh Boch is Megale, not as one individual, but as a family structure. Adam, to be Megale, Kodesh Boch Huboilome, which is the Loshon Adam, which is Adam Mela Elyon, is also by being Megale Amishpoch, which is a father, a mother, a son, and a daughter. That's the idea of Prurvu. That's why if you don't do Prurvu, you're Megale Dedmus, because then you're not Megale Kodesh Boch Hu. Now, why? What's the idea of Abba v'Ima? We know that the Yud, Kibiochol, is keneged Chochma. That's keneged the Zohar. That's the potential. The Nekeva is the one that develops the potential. We all know that the Yud Kevovke, be Milui Aleph, is Begimatri Memhei, which is Begimatri Odom. Odom is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beichudoi. The milui of Yud Kei Vav Kei. If you take the word, if you take Yud Kei Vav Kei, and which is the milui Aleph, is the gematria 45, and you take away the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is 26, 45 minus 26 is 19, which is the gematria Chava. Chava, the Nekeva, is the one that's memale, that is moitzi, the potential of the male. That's why Yud Kei Vav Kei is Begimatria Odom, Bimiluoy. And if you split it, the letters are 26, But the milui of the letters, the gilui of the letters, the potential of the letters, the development, which is the milui of the letters, Begimat Rechava, she's Im Kol Chai. Always the male is the one that creates the potential, the female is the one that develops potential. That's why the Ma'al always says in Masechta Megillah, Ken La'avayim, that the father is from the time of conception, the mother from the time of birth. This is Keneged, the letter Yud, and the letter He, which is Chochma and Bina. Chochma is the wisdom, Bina is the development of the wisdom. That's the male and the female. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu projects his Moichin, his Chochma law, into the world, his mamshich into the world as a giver to the world. That's the vav. Those are the midas that he's mamshich to the world. Vav is the connection that's keneged the zohar, keneged midas atiferes, which is keneged the sun. Is not the chokhma. The chokhma is kebiyochol the shoresh advarim, right? The potential that translates into giving the potential to the lower level, which is midas atiferes, and then the Nekeva, which develops that potential, is the daughter. That is the Madura Tinyona, the small scale of that bigger scale before. And therefore, the Gilui of the Mishpocha, the Gilui of Adam El Elyon, is Dafka through a family of Abba, Ima, Ben, and Bas, and that's Keneged Yudke Vovke. So it explains the Shlo, that if you look in the Pasuk, Lora Toi Brola Sheves Yitzora, Sheves Yitzora is, the Pasuk says on Sheves, the Pasuk says, Ketiferes Odom La Sheves Bais, the Tiferes Odom, which is Midas Atiferes, the Gilui Vakudash Bohu, that's what La Sheves means. La Sheves Odom is to populate, to be Misyashev. But what is the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Lola Tohu Bro. Because if you realize the Brias Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself, he was not Megala himself just. The Ramban says the same way in the Loshon Bria, Breishis Bor Elokim Es HaShomayim Vesoretz, state in Ramban, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created is a potential, it's called the Chomer HaHiyuli, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called the Tohu. Tohu means the potential of the world. That's why the Loshon Tohu is that you regret. You can't give a definition because you can give a different definition. It's the regret of defining it. That's Tohu. And after Tohu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Koyach HaYetzirah, which is defining it, selecting the probabilities. And that's the idea of Bohu. Bohu is Bahu. So there was the process of the Gilui that we saw is a process of the Gilui, which is in steps. First, the potential, and then the development of that potential. If you look at it, the Shem Shomayim, which is the Gilui, which Adam comes to be Medame, to be Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Gilui HaShemuis, there is always a process also. The process was, the Schol is the Yud. The Yud is the beginning. If you look at the Yud, is a Nekuda, Vov, which is a line, and Dalet, which is a Shetach. That expansion was a process. First the Nekuda, the point of his Galus, and then from the point you create a line, which is the line is basically 2 points, and then that line creates a space, which is the Dalet, which creates a space. That thing is the Yud, is the potential, which created Shem Shomayim. If you look, says the Shlo, the Yud in itself is the Shem Shomayim, because the Yud and the Vav, right, is the Shem Shomayim. And then the Dalet, we know the Dalet, the letter He is constructed in two ways. The Pasuk says the word Doidi. Doidi is the two ways of creating the He. You could create a He, which is a Dalet with a Vav, Du, and then you have the Dalet with the Yud, which is Loshon Doidi. If you look at the Loshon, the Yud, is the Yud and the Vav, and then the Dalet, that the Dalet with the Yud is a Hey, the Dalet with a Vav is a Hey. That's all the two Heys of Shem Shomayim. So the Yud developed at Shem Shomayim. And the idea is very simple. The Yud, the Nekuda, right? That creates, that's the Nekuda, which is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Reishis HaGilui, which is Keneged Chochma. then the Vav is taking the Yud and being Mamshich. So the Yud and the Vav are the two same, which are the two, which is the male, which is the father, and the son, which is the idea of the Moichin, which is the father, which is that Hashpoh, which is Be'at Hashpoh of Chesed, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in potential, in Gilui, in Machshava, and the Gilui LeMaaseh, the Yud becomes a Vav. Then you need a way to be Mekabel that and to develop, to create the Mekabelim. To be Mekabel the Yud, the Dalet is the space that's Mekabel the Yud, that's the first Hey with the Yud, and the second Dalet, which is the space that Mekabel the Vav, is the Dalet of the Vav. So it comes out, and that's why the Partzufim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Beko Hashem Tzur Elomim, is the male and the female, the father and the mother. That's the Gilev HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the first, in the Moichim, in the one which is the first step. And then there is the Gilui of passing it on, which is called the Du Partzufim, the Dalet and the Vav, the Mekabel and the Giver. The Yud becomes the Vav, and the Mekabel is the Dalet. The Mekabel of the father is called the mother. That's the Dalet with the Yud, the Chibur, the Mekabel, the Dalet, the Mokum with the Yud. And then the Dalet with the Vav, that's the Mekabel in the bottom. So it comes out that the whole Gilui of Shem Shamayim, of the Mishpocha, which is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boilomoi, of the Yud Kevavke, it's all progression of the development of the Yud. So the same way the world was created in potential, and then developed the potential, Shem Shamayim is also the same thing. First was the Reishis Chochmo, which was the Yud, and from Yud, Yud Kevavke came about. So the Yud is the Reishis of the world, because that is the process of the Tohu. The point, which is the Tohu, and the bow is the process of development. So therefore, you see that here it's a gewaldike thing. The mitzvah prurvu is to be megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How are you megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu if fully having a family? The father, the mother, Yud and the Hey, Shechina Shruya B'neihem, and the Vav and the Hey, which is the son and the daughter. But what the pasuk tells you that here the process is what how HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. That gilu is not a gilu that came is all or none. It was part of a process because the Yud created the Vav, which created the Dalet, which created the Heis. It's the process. The Chidush, or the mitzvah of Prurvu, is that the mitzvah is Kiyuma mitzvah, is having the children. But the Ma'aseh mitzvah is the process. Because the process is a process that Kadosh Baruch Hu went through the process, here the process is the Ikara mitzvah. That's why Lasheves is not a separate mitzvah. Lasheves is a different component of the mitzvah. There is the Kiyuma mitzvah and there is the Ma'aseh mitzvah. That's why the Gemara and says to us, the Ma'aseh mitzvah is the most important. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui is not creating Gilui from no Gilui, it's creating a process of Gilui. The Yud that becomes the Vav, that becomes the Dalet, that becomes the Hey. So all the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gilui and a concept of a process. And therefore the process here, the Pasuk says, don't focus on the Kiyuma mitzvah, the focus should be on the Ma'aseh mitzvah. So it comes out the Kiyuma mitzvah is where? Is the latest abonim to have the full gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the chashivus, that gilu is a partial gilu because it came through a process. And therefore every gilu, every part of the process in itself is a gilu. The Lasheves Yitzora comes to give you a different framing of the mitzvah. Don't think like every mitzvah that unless you're Mekayim, if you have three parshas, you're not Mekayim. Here, the Ikar word of this is a process of Gilui. And therefore, every step of the process in itself is a Kiyum. And not only that, the process is more important than anything else. That's what the Pasuk says, Loi Lato Bro Lasheves Yitzora, to tell you that the process is more important than Gemara Kiyum. And every step of the process in itself is a Kiyum. That's why the Rambam says, the two bonim is niskayim mitzvah zubiyode, to have it in your hands. before you mekayim the mitzvah at every step along the way. To be miskayim beyode, to have it fully, is every. But every step of the mitzvah is the mindset mitzvah and a partial cube, not like tefillin of two parshas. By the way, the Rambam is very geschmack. The Rambam says if you have two children, a boy and a girl, is this kind biyodoi. Yodoi is the full yud, yud, dalet, and vov. That's this kind biyodoi. Before that, you might have yud and the vov. It's part of the process, and that's extremely important. This kind of biyodoi, you need the full family, which is a father, mother, and two children. So Mimele, it explains very well. The kiyuma mitzvah in beshlimusa is having children, not the shir p'tur, but it's telling you that every step along the way is the kiyum, because the process in itself is a chelik of the kiyum. Says Tosis, the process is more important than the kiyum itself, because that's l'shem shomayim v'lo toyu bro. The apostle says, what I don't want is tohu, I want sheves. The full sheves is children, but every process of the sheves, that's kavonas ha-toira, and that's more choshuv than the sheves itself. That's number one. The number two, so answers, Rachinami, the kiyum, the full kiyum is the children, but every part along the way, that's why it's doi chalois ase, etc. That's why sheves, toi se says, is bigger. Because not the new mitzvah, divra nevim, the divra nevim are, they're giving you, they're clarifying, they're being magdir, what the mitzvah satoira is, lo lato bro, is not a separate mitzvah, is a separate understanding, a separate chelek of the ma'aseh mitzvah, not the kiyum, but the process of the mitzvah, which here is in itself a partial kiyum. Now that's why it's niskayim biyodoi. Now you could understand why an eved. An eved can be mekayim biyodoi, but he could do a partial kiyum. He could take the world away from tohu. Taking the world away from tohu is the ikar hamitzvah, the final gemara gilui is having, but every process of the gilui. So that's why an eved, if he's not chayiv, even he can't be mekayim fully, but he could go through the process of taking it away from tohu, and on that he's chayiv. And that's why the sheves called you is doi chaloisa se, because the chidush apostle is telling you the sheves called who is in itself a kiyum, because that's part of the gilui, and taking it away from tohu, that's the kavonas, a mitzvah, even if only fully, yeah, with a full family.